Is this another test for you guys, similar to the Lakers of a couple of weeks ago, the Celtics, a game you perceived should win?
I mean, it's going to be another game that we have to make sure we come out early. We don't play with lack of energy, especially coming off a road trip. It's easy to do that. So, yeah, I mean, tonight's going to be another game where let's focus on what we do. You know, there's still NBA players over there. There's still NBA talent, no matter who they put out on the court. And as you pointed out, you know, we've seen no matter who it is, they can be dangerous and we can lose. So, for sure, going to be a game where we have to make sure we play the right way.
Has that Lakers game been mentioned some in the last couple of days?
I mean, I think we talked about it afterwards, and then we kind of moved forward from it. You know, it's one of those things where you learn from it and try to move on.
With the way you guys are playing now, is it a little more fun maybe to come to practice, come to work every day?
It's definitely, when you win, definitely makes everything better, for sure. I think we should treat it as a business approach as far as pregame and what we're going to do. And so that's how it's been the whole year. It's, like I said, when you win, the feeling afterwards is definitely a lot better.
You're seeing James Harden in a few days. You know, what are your thoughts on his MVP candidacy? What's made him so tough this year, so good this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly one of the best players in the league and most valuable for his team. The things that he does, not only scoring, but his ability to get shots for his teammates. I mean, he gets to the free throw line, it seems, at least 10 times a game, and he's probably shooting 80 or 90% or whatever. So he's definitely tough to guard, especially, you know, down towards the end of the game, because he's so dangerous. He can shoot, he can drive, he can pass. You know, it's going to be a fun matchup for us. I know we didn't play as well as we wanted to last time we were in Houston, and so hopefully we'll play a lot better this time around.
Why have you guys been so successful defensively as of late?
I mean, I think it's been a year-long process for us, so I think it's kind of starting to come together for us. I think one of the things after All-Star break we really focused on was making sure we played together on the defensive end, and I think for the most part we're really doing that. We really executed the game plans really well. Coach Q and the staff has come up with great game plans for us, and we've executed them, and we've been able to get some stops.
You guys just came off a pretty long road trip. Now you're back in your building for the longest homestand of the season. Are you guys excited about that?
For sure, no doubt. You know, it's something where we need to hopefully take advantage of this stretch. You know, playing in front of our home fans is definitely an advantage for us. You know, they seem to always rally and give us support when we need it. And the altitude is big, too. I mean, teams aren't used to that, and we play the whole year like it. So it's definitely something we should take advantage of.
Can you talk about Derek's play of late? I mean, you know, everybody talks about Rudy and his, but yeah. Derek's been really, really good.
No, he's been excellent for us. I mean, especially been able to move to the four. He's been great defensively. Provides another, you know, shot blocker at the rim protector. And then the way he's been in the fourth quarter, making shots, hitting a mid-range jump shot, has really opened up the floor for all of us. I mean, it's when he's hitting that shot, we're really tough to guard because they have to respect that shot, and it opens up for threes, it opens up for drives, and so he's been playing really well for it, really well.